Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and for today's topic, I wanted to talk about why it is important to be yourself. Have you ever come across paradoxes in life? Like, we all want to feel special or authentic, and at the same time, we want to feel like we belong and fit in as well. We find people so focused on the half-empty cup instead of focusing on what is in it. We go looking for happiness outside, which becomes the reason we are unhappy inside. The more we try to get someone to like us, the less they do. Oh, and this is one of my favorites. The more we fail, the more likely we are to succeed. Well, we can spend a whole day talking about each of them, but the bottom line is that all of them are based on the contradictions of everyday life. They are the choices we make and the consequences we face as a result. Like when a person honestly admits they have been lying the whole time, do we believe them or doubt them? There is no right answer, and we can never be completely sure of ourselves either. Even the most confident of people have their moments of doubt. Again, moments of doubt. This is an expression to describe momentary confusion and not someone's level of confidence or competence. Hence, we act based on our values so that we don't lose sight of what is important to us and our true intentions. If you noticed, when we are insecure with ourselves, we either define ourselves by our successes or failures, like boosting our ego or putting ourselves down before others can do it. Whereas, when we value ourselves, we would value both our successes and failures equally, because both experiences add value to us in their own ways. For example, when on stage talking to an audience, motivating them to speak up for themselves and fight for their dreams, we often follow through with a story of success and perseverance. Or if we are talking to a friend who just went through a breakup, we comfort them with a story or two of our own breakups or failed relationships and how everything is going to be okay as long as we keep moving forward. This is what acting based on our values look like. So then, here is a paradox for you. Is being yourself the same as being selfish? Well, the answer to that is simple. When we act based on our insecurities, we are only serving our own fears, and hence the act is self-serving or selfish, in other words. Whether that means we meet only our needs and ignore others, or meet others' needs and ignore ours, both come from fear for ourselves and hence selfish. In other words, when I'm afraid that what I am is not enough, I see what I'm not in comparison to others as a weakness. By comparing ourselves with others, we justify our insecurities. This is like worrying about the plants we don't have in our garden yet and using that as a reason to justify not caring for the ones we already do. Sometimes we even help others do their own work. Imagine people pleasing as if I'm hoping that by loving others, I can satisfy my thirst for love. Or like making others eat to satisfy my hunger. Whereas when acting based on our values, to express ourselves to others or in response to others, we are valuing ourselves. I express not to gain love from others, but because love shared always comes around. Like the farmer who shares the seeds from his best corn batch with other neighboring farmers. When asked why he was doing that, seeing that they were also his rivals, the farmer simply explained that as the wind carries the pollen from field to field, if the corn in the neighboring fields were of inferior quality to his, it would eventually degrade the corn growing in his field as a result of cross-pollination. In other words, if he is to grow good corn, he must help his neighbors grow good corn too. Just like helping ourselves is not enough, as we grow, our relationships grow with us too. Hence, we also enrich those around us with our values, as they would do the same for us too. And this brings out our unique and authentic way of contributing to others. Remember, we are only capable of treating others the way we treat ourselves. So the more we care about others, the more we care about ourselves. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. This is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday. Until then, have a wonder-filled week. Bye.